Welcome to Day 9, Changing Your Personal Reality. One of my favorite quotes is from Joseph Campbell. He says, "The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are." Appreciating that privilege and being grateful for the full spectrum of possibility in each moment is the ultimate connection to grace. As Deepak shows us, each of our realities is dynamic and ever-changing. The present moment is the only real constant we have. Maintaining a sense of appreciation in the present moment, staying grounded in gratitude, is our connection to the divine. It is the ultimate wellspring of renewal and growth. And it is goodness to be relished and embraced. Being grateful for who you are, your own utterly original experience, allows you to discover a new sense of light and clarity anytime, anyplace. Life unfolds in the most unique and glorious way. You are the author of your own life story. You can start a new chapter anytime you choose. So honor your authenticity and live the story, your story, that no one else can live. Deepak is here to show us the way. Listen, and then we'll meditate.
Reality is always personal. Every experience gets filtered through your core beliefs and attitudes. Your mood affects how reality looks. Emotions are always responding, even when hidden out of sight. Therefore, no two people exist in the same reality. We are unique in how we see the world. The world's wisdom traditions declare that everything actually begins in here, meaning inside your awareness. And therefore, this is where you can take control of your personal reality. Are you beautiful, worthy, loving, loyal, confident, and creative? No amount of reassurance from somebody or something outside yourself can prove any of these things to you. You are the sole source of every quality that establishes who you really are. Only you can be the author of your own life story. The first thing to know is that your story can change. Possibilities don't have an expiration date. Every day is a new world. Even if you see the same people every day, eat the same breakfast, and watch the same TV shows, it's a different self who does these things. You will never be exactly who you were yesterday or who you will be tomorrow. Gratitude enables you to connect with this fact and bring it home, because gratitude connects you with today's reality. So if the self is constantly changing, being attached to old thoughts, habits, and emotions, it's like holding on to illusions. When you let go of any illusion, what remains must be real. The constants in your life are existence, nature, grace, truth, and love. These are all part of your true self, not the changing self. When we make this connection, hours and days stop feeling like the same old thing. Repetition makes life stale. it brings boredom, indifference, and fatigue. If you keep repeating the things you have no real interest in, you grow numb. Instead, begin to experience life as a continuity based on the freshness of every moment. This is how grace constantly renews itself. This is the best way to be the author of your own story, a story that takes place in a state of grace. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. My personal reality begins inside me. My personal reality begins inside me. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Om Harim. This mantra opens awareness to the eternal present that exists in every changing moment of experience. As you repeat the mantra, feel the freshness and creative possibilities of present awareness. Repeat it silently to yourself. Om Harim. Om Harim. Om Harim. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om Harim. Om Harim. Om Harim. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Om Harim. Om Harim. Om Harim. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. My personal reality begins inside me. My personal reality begins inside me. My personal reality begins inside me. Namaste.